Yishma Yisro Koy Midian Chaisin Moshe. The Yisro heard, Is Kol Asha Asa Elokim La Moshe. Everything which Elokim did for Moshe, the Yisrael Amoy, the Klai Yisrael, his nation, Ki Hoitzi Hashem Yis Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. That Hashem took out Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Of course, there's many diyukim in the pasuk, in the whole sugi here. What's pshat v'moisha ul Yisrael amoy, the Klai Yisrael, his nation. And how the pasuk begins, Kol asher asa Elokim l'Moshe, which Elokim did for Moshe to Yisrael. And then it says, Ki hoitzi havaya es Yisrael mimitzrayim. There's a change in the shemos, mitten pasuk. And then later it says, Vayavu Yisrael choysin Moshe, uvana v'yishtar l'Moshe el hamidbar, asher huchayne sham har ho Elokim. That he came to a place called Har Ho Elokim, the Mountain of Elokim. It's a very unusual name for Sinai. It's Horeb, Sinai. Here it's called Har Ho Elokim. Why? The whole sugya of Yisro is very fascinating. It's not clear from many machlekesin and midrashim, gemaras, what was the nekuda which inspired Yisro to come to Bnei Yisrael. Did he come before Matan Torah? Did he come after Matan Torah? Was it because of Kriyas Yamsuf? Was it because of Melchemes Amalek? What we do know about Yisro is that he's found in Mitzrayim. He's from the Yoatim of Paro. And Chazal tell us about Yisro, Lohiniyach Avedezara Ba'olam Shalo Avadesa. That there wasn't a single Avadezara in the world which he didn't worship. And he was a very respected person in the world. Chazal say he was Yoshev b'chvod shel olam, and he was Moser Nefesh to come to Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. The idea that Yisrael, that he engaged in every single Avodah Zarah, and he left them, tells us that Yisrael was looking for something special. It wasn't that he was just a Baal Taiva, and that's why he went to every single Avodah Zarah. Like you have today, there are people that they want to involve themselves in every single Taiva that there is. From the fact that he was going from Avodah Zarah to Avodah Zarah to Avodah Zarah, tells us about Yisro, the Nakuda of his godless. Because ultimately he came to his Shirish, he found Bnei Yisrael, and he never left. Right? Although he went home to be Makar of his family, but he was still... Chazal say that he reached the Madriga that he had no Yitzhahara in his lifetime. He was living in Olam Haba in this world. It was a pursuit of truth that Yisro was looking for. And after he was able to come to that truth and come to that Madriga, Lamafreya, he looked back at that, and that's why Chazal say that he made a deal with Moshe. He said, you could take Zipporah as a wife, but on the condition that you give over first that first child to Avodah Zarah. It was from a hashkafa of Yisro that he was searching for Emes. Yet it wasn't the right hashkafa. Chazal say the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu, that the snake came and tried to swallow up Moshe afterwards, was because he agreed to such a condition. And this is really just a hashkafic difference in terms of approach to life, which is not for now. It's more of a hashkafish here. Why it is that Yisro was in the wrong, and Moshe shouldn't have listened to that. But it comes to tell us that Yisro was a mevakish of Emes. And each time he participated, that he found a new Avodah Zarah, he was searching for a certain nekuda, and when he saw that this Avodah Zarah was lacking that nekuda, he said, "Das is nicht Emes," and he went on to the next. Before we explain what that nekuda is, we know that Paro, when he was self-proclaimed to be a god. And this is the type of a life which Yisro was involved in. That he saw a man named Paro, who claimed to have reached the status of Elokos, that he reached the status of godliness. Not only did Yisro see this claim by Paro, and of course I'm sure he saw through it, but Yisro literally interacted with people of godliness. And when I mean godliness, I don't just mean people who are holy people. But with people who of which that they were masig, they achieved the status of Elokos. This is one of the secrets of creation. This one of the secrets of creation is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that man should reach a level where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Elokos, that he reaches a state of godliness. And Paro was a representation of the klipa of this madriga, for a person to say about himself, I am a god. That's the lahepech, that's the klipa of such a musak in Kedusha. But there's a musak in Kedusha that a person is able to achieve a state of Elokos, that he's called Elohim. And that was the purpose of creation. Bereishis bara Elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the intention of giving Elokos to his creations. And the first person in Torah, which we find, at least which I'm aware of, who was able to reach this madriga of Elokos was Yaakov Avinu. Because the pasuk says, Vayikra lo El, and Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kara li Yaakov El. That means to say that this idea from which the world stands on and was created for, Mahu Afata, that it says Mahu Rachum, Afata Rachum, but there's a secret that even before Rachum Echanan, it says Hashem Hashem, Kel Rachum Echanan, that Yaakov was able to be oimed on the secret of that really there's something which precedes Mahu Rachum Afata Rachum. There's a madrigal called Mahu Kel Afata Kel. That Yaakov was given Elokos by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Paro had interactions with that Yaakov Avinu. And he was so misspoiled from the Elokos of Yaakov Avinu. He says, Kama yimishne chayecha, how old are you? You must be so ancient that you preceded the world. And we know that Yaakov was Shufrei the Adam Arishon, that he looked like Adam. He looked like he could have been 1,000 years old. But he was able to sense about Yaakov Avinu that he was higher than world. That there was a godliness which he had. That when he came to Mitzrayim, even the Nilus was at his hands. And the Nilus was a god. The Nile was godly. Yaakov was able to end the famine. He was able to make the Nilus rise to Paro. He was in control of their gods. They saw Yaakov as being godly. And he was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kara li Yaakov Kel. He was given that title. Not only did Yisrael see Yaakov Avinu, but of course he saw Yosef. And Yosef, when he's brought before Paro, and Paro says, I have dreams, can you interpret them? He says, Elohim Yanes Shalom Paro. Don't worry, Elohim will answer these dreams. Now you would have expected Elohim Yanes Shalom Paro, that some type of a baskel would have come out of Shemaim, it would have answered the dreams, but that's not what happened. Yosef himself interprets the dreams. What does Paro say about this? Hanimsa kazeh ish asher ruach Elohim bo? Is there such a person that the ruach of Elohim, that the spirit of God is in him? As if to say that you just said Elohim yaneh ashlam para, and you're the one interpreting the dreams. It must be you're Elohim. And it could not have been that Paro would have elevated Yosef to being the Mishnah Lemelech and would have given everything over to him if not for the fact that Paro himself considered Yosef to be godly. Couldn't have been. If you think about it for a second, Yosef was able to interpret a dream which even Paro couldn't interpret. And Paro was a god. And of course we know that they worship the sun. We spoke about that recently. And here Yosef was able to determine that there would be Rav, that there would be Soiva, that how the sun would affect the crops. And Yaakov was able to put an end to that. You can imagine the godliness of Yaakov, what they thought of him. That he was able to end the famine, which is being determined by the gods. But Yisr grew up, well, not grew up, but he was involved, that he was in an environment where he saw people like Paro who proclaimed to be gods, and he saw people like Yaakov and Yosef which actually reached the Madriga of Elokos. And this is precisely why the Torah tells us at the end of Sefer Bereishis, Vayachantu, that they mummified Yaakov and Yosef. The Indian of the mummification, the Mefarshim say, is because they wanted to preserve their godliness. They should leave a roshim on Mitzrayim, that godliness which Yaakov and Yosef brought into Mitzrayim, that it should never leave Mitzrayim. That's why it was so difficult. And Yaakov understood it would be such a tremendous undertaking to allow Yaakov to leave Mitzrayim and to go to Eretz Yisrael, because they literally worshipped him. Vayachantu also. that just like they did to the pharaohs, that they mummified them, b'chule, they wanted to do the same thing to Yaakov. And that's why Yaakov says, don't leave me here, they're going to turn me into Avodah Zarah, Chazal say. That's why it was such a daring and difficult task on Yosef's part to be able to take out Yaakov from Mitzrayim and bring him into Eretz Yisrael. And what did they do with Yosef? They throw Yosef into the river. Right? The river is considered to be the god of Mitzrayim. So this is like, let's bury the god in the god. And who would go in every single day to be toivel there? Paro. Right? What better place for Paro to be able to enhance his own godliness than to be toivel in the river of God, where they buried in there the spirit of God, which is the spirit of Yosef. This is what Yisro saw. That he saw that there was a musak. And he saw that this was the tachlis of all service of God. Is that man should achieve a level of godliness. And when he went to every single Avodah Zarah, and he saw that they were empty, that it was just service, but it didn't reach that man himself should reach the level of God, kibiyachol, then he passed them. And it could be that's why Chazal say he was mefateim agolim l'avodah zarah. Why dafka is shaychus to an egel? Because egel is the siman of Yosef. You know, Yosef is b'chor shoru hadar lo, Yosef is compared to an egel, which is why Yosef sends to Yaakov Avinu as a siman that he's still alive, the mitzvah of Egla Arufa. Right? The Egel represents Yosef. Arufa means that his neck is broken, that he was shattered in Mitzrayim. Arufa is the Osios Paro. Right? The Paro shattered the neck of Yosef, as if to say. But because Yosef was a symbol of godliness in Mitzrayim, so it says that Yisro had a certain shaykhis to being mefatim agolim l'avodah zarah. And of course it has a shaykhis of the Egel Azav, which maybe we'll come to. By Matan Torah was the experience of which the Kiyum of the Tachlis HaOlam was revealed. Yom HaShishi, that the world was Toyla Va'oymel until that day, until Matan Torah. The Matan Torah saw the revelation, the manifestation of the Kiyum HaOlam, which doesn't just mean the giving of the Torah. The giving of the Torah has a chitzonius and a pnimius. The chitzonius of Matan Torah means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over a way of life to Bnei Yisrael. But much deeper and much more pnimi than that is that the giving of Torah means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over himself to Klal Yisrael. As the Sfarim say, Chazal say, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha means I'm giving you your godliness. Anoichi Chazal says Rashi Tevos Ana Nafshi Kosvis Yehavis. I'm giving over my spirit to you. It was a moment in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed the purpose of the world, that man should achieve the Madrega Velokos, which is the purpose of creation, that Hashem should give over himself to man. And that's why it says in this week's Parsha, which explains the whole sequence of Matan Torah, Umoisha Allah El Ha Elokim. Doesn't just mean that Moshe went up to go greet Hashem. Doesn't say Likras Elokim. It says Moshe Allah El Ha Elokim. Moshe went up to the status of Elokos. And it's a Mefurish Pasuk. We find it twice. It says Tfila LaMoshe Isho Elokim. And it says V'zayis Avrocha Shabirach Moshe Yisrael Akim. Moshe reached a level of Elokos. Not only did Moshe reach a level of Elokos, but all of Bnei Yisrael reached a level of Elokos. As the Pasuk says, Ani Amarti Elohim Atem. That every single Jew was called Elokim. Of which the Gemara darshins this Pasuk related to Matan Torah. And this was the whole Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Asher hoitzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim liyois lachem leilakim. Doesn't just mean, like on the simple taich, to be for you a God. It means to turn you into Elokim. That Hashem should give over his Elokos to man. Kidoishim tiyu, that they should be kadosh like Hashem, means that they should be able to be neskadesh bekdushas yisbarach. That's what it means to have a neshama. To mean that have a neshama means that a person reveals a godliness. That he himself is a chedek alakam imah. But it wasn't that B'nai Yisrael themselves were zeichet to this halakos mitzad atzma. It was because the Kodesh Baruch Hu appointed Moshe to be the leader, who was the Adam Mikol Adam, that he gave over B'ayin Toiva, his madrega of halakos, to all of B'nai Yisrael. That as long as there's one Jew who can reach a madrega of halakos, and he's a tzadik hazeh, that he's willing, that he wants, that everybody should be on his madrega, which is the anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu, as he himself says, "Mi yitain kolam b'nei yisrael neviim halavad," that everybody should be on my madrega. That he wanted to keep anything exclusive to himself, that he was moser nefesh time and time again for b'nei yisrael to be able to uphold and to reach such madregas. So it was through the elokus of Moshe Rabbeinu that Kadosh Baruch Hu found an avenue, a shvil. That's why it's called Bereshis b'shvil Moshe. That on the shvil, that on the path of Moshe, every single Jew could be elevated to the status of elokus. And this is what Yisro was looking for. And that's why it works out especially well, according to the pshat, that Yisro came after Matan Torah. That the pasuk says here, and read it again with a new intent, Vayishma Yisro koin midyan chosin Moshe, eiz kol asher asa elokim l'Moshe. All that which Hashem did, what did Hashem do? Asher asa elokim l'Moshe, that he made elokim to Moshe. The simple pshat in pasuk means everything which Hashem did for Moshe and to his nation. But in pinyus, what it means, Asher asa elokim l'Moshe, means that Hashem made Moshe into elokim. Yisro heard that, I gotta come. That's exactly what I'm looking for. I saw Yaakov, I saw Yosef, I even saw Paro, who in his sheker proclaimed to be elokus. And I saw that this is the tachlis of life, that a man should be elevated to the madrig of elokim. And when he heard on Har Sinai that this is what happened to Moshe and to Bnei Yisrael, that's why he came. But Pshan Pasuk is, Asher Asa Elokim Li Yisrael Amai. According to this, Elokim Li Yisrael Amai, going back to our question, why does it say Li Yisrael Amai? Amai is not going back on Hashem. Amai is going back on Moshe. It's everything which Hashem did for Moshe, and to Yisrael, his nation. Whose nation? Moshe's nation. Because the whole reason why they were able to reach the Madriga of Ani Amarte Lehim Atem, to reach the Madriga of Elokos, is through Moshe, because they were his nation. This, by the way, is the whole Yesod as to why, by Hasidus, that it's built the way it is, if you could say such a terminology. That there's a Rebbe, and there's Hasidim. But there's one Rebbe, and then everybody else is a Chassid. Because as long as you have, and you invest, and you see that there's one person who can reach a Madriga of Tzadik of Elokos, and then everybody's mevatel themselves to the tzaddik, so then everybody else can be raised up to that level, because the tzaddik himself wants that everybody should be in his madriga. Which means to say that the person who is most fit to be the Rebbe is the one who wants more than anything else that everybody should be a Rebbe also. And if you have a Rebbe that he has any yeshus to himself, where he feels like it's just for me and for nobody else, then the whole tzura is pasul mikara. That in the shorish of the whole tzura of this setup, is that you have a person who is so much b'toyv asayin, he's such an anav, that he wants everybody should be lifted up to him, to his madrega. If you don't have a Rebbe like that, then not only does he suffer, but everybody suffers. Because then why are you any better than me? Let me be the Rebbe. Let me be the one who everybody gives parnasa to, this and this. Oh, why should you? Why are you any better than me? Oh, if you can make everybody else be the Rebbe, then okay. That's good. That's why you're chosen. But that's more of a hashkafikin. But that's why it says by Moshe Rabbeinu by Har Sinai. What does Hashem tell Moshe? V'gam b'cha yaminu li'olam. That B'nai Yisrael will forever believe in you. That Moshe is forever the shvil. Because he reached such a madrega of anivus. Anav mikol adam. Is fashtus of the Moshe b'chol davedar. That every single tzaddik who's chosen to be in a position of leadership, especially the leader of Klal Yisrael, that he's not an authentic leader of B'nai Yisrael unless he has the spirit of Moshe, that he's able to bring down the Elokos onto all of B'nai Yisrael. That's called B'gam b'chol yaminu li'olam. There's an emunah in Hashem, and there's an emunah in Moshe, like it says by Kriyas Yamsuf. V'yaminu b'Hashem u'v'Moshe avdoi. That even by Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a hitznoititzus, there was a barak, there was a flash of elokus which B'nai Yisrael achieved by Kriyas Yamsuf, which it even fits according to the Pshat. What did Yisrael hear? Kriyas Yamsuf Shama Uva, that he heard about the experience of Bnei Yisrael reached Elokos by Kriyas Yamsuf, and that's when he came. But it's because Yisrael is searching for the Emes. And the Emes is that man should be lifted up to the Madriga of Elokos. And when he heard Eis Kol Asha Asa, Elokim, that the Elokos of Moshe, who's Isha Elokim, Bnei Yisrael, which reached the level of Ani Amarti Elohim Atem, the Shem Elokim, Yisrael came running. And that's Pshat Dafka here. Of all places, what does the Torah refer to Har Sinai? The Har Sinai is called Vayavo Yisrael, to the place which is called Har Ha'elikim. This is the mountain of God. That even the mountain itself reached the Madrig of godliness. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch was Shachin Shechinah So'olav. Because from Yisrael's perspective, this is what everything was about. The only real God is a God that he can turn everything else into a lukus if he wants to. So Yisrael came to Har Sinai because he heard that Har Sinai became Har Ha'elikim. And you know the other time that the Torah refers to Har Sinai as Har Ha'elikim? Before this? Was again by Yisrael. It says, Umoshe Hayaroe Estzom Yisrael Chosno Vayavoy Moshe El Har Ha'elikim Chariva. That when we're first introduced to Yisrael, that Moshe is watching his sheep, and they wander off, and Moshe comes to this mountain, in the context of Yisrael, the Torah refers to Har Sinai as Har Ha'elikim. These are the two places the Torah calls to Har Ha'elikim. Because from Yisrael's perspective, everything is about the Elokos. That if Hashem can turn a Har into Elokos, that's where I want to be. I also want to be Elokim. This leads us into the next sugya of why it is that Yisro had such an issue with Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah tells us after this, Vayhimi Macharasa was the next day, that Moshe was sitting Lishpoit HaSa'am. The people were coming and they were being judged by Moshe. And Yisro has a problem with this. Novel, Tibol, what's going on? Madua Ata Oimeid, Yoshe Levadech V'Holo'am, everybody's standing from morning to night. What's going on over here? Yisro has a big taina. What's going on with this? What's going on with this? Is that after the Chet HaEgel, everybody in Klai Yisrael lost their Madrega. You're no longer Elohim. You're back to an Adam. That the Madrega which Bnei Yisrael reached of Ani Amarat Elohim Atem, that they lost it. And even Moshe Rabbeinu suffered a loss. Because Hashem says to Moshe, Leich Rei Kishichis Amcha. You have to go down, not because you did anything wrong, but because since you and Klai Yisrael are one, you also have to go down from your Madrega. So Yisro thought that Moshe Rabbeinu, that he also lost his Madrega Elohim. And so here, Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting and judging the people. But who judges a person, the people? Somebody who's a Dayan. The Torah refers to a Dayan as what? Elohim. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu is revealing, he's expressing his Elokos. He's sitting and he's judging the nation. And this was after Yom HaKippurim. Vayhimi Macharas, after Mekimah, Moshe is sitting and judging the nation. But Yisro says to Moshe, what's going on over here? You're Elokim? You're not Elokim anymore. You lost your Madrig of Elokos just like all of Bnei Yisrael did. That's why he says, a novelty ball. You're going to wear yourself out. You can't do this yourself. He says, if you listen to my advice that you appoint people under you and you take care of the big things, then you can be Niskayim. Because nobody else, nobody is left on the Madrig of Elokim. That's why he said to him, "Yatzacha v'hei Elokim imach." If you want that Hashem should Elokim should be with you, you have to listen to me. V'tzivcha Elokim, mulcho Elokim. But you yourself, you're not Elokim anymore. What he didn't know, though, is that Moshe Rabbeinu did not lose his madrega of Elokim. That although Hashem says to Moshe lechreid, that was referring to the madrega of Havaya, which Moshe achieved, which we're not going to discuss. The Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be mekayim his Madrig of Elokos. And Befrat after Yom Kippur, that says, Vayhimi Macharas, Chazal say after Yom Kippur, that there was a kapara for the eagle of Yom Kippur, which Moshe Rabbeinu himself was able to be Paya. Moshe was able to maintain, Sof Kol Sof, his Madrig of Elokim. And that's why the Pasuk says, when Moshe was asked by Yisro, what's everybody doing here? What does Moshe answer? That they're all coming, Lidroi Shalakim, to be Doyre Shalakim. It's a funny thing to say, Lidroi Shalakim? They're coming to be judged. But Lidrash Elokim means Moshe himself. That Moshe was implying to Yisro, I am Elokim. That I still have preserved my Madrega of Ishar Elokim, and therefore, Ki Amishpal Elokim Hu, I can judge. I don't have to take things to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That I have the Ruach Elokim inside of me, that I know what it is that Hashem wants to be judged. But Yisro didn't see it like that. And Moshe took it as a simen, that there was a Ruach HaKodesh that was coming out of Yisrael, that was passing Moshe from this Madrega Kivyachal. And so that's why Moshe, in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, Moshe says, Eicha on this. He says, Eicha esa levati tachem asemchem virifchem. That you listen to Yisrael, that we reach the Madrega, that we reach the place, that I have to step down Kivyachal from my Madrega Velokos. That I saw Yisrael saying this as a simen that I was not, that it wasn't ready for you to have me as being this Madrega Velokim anymore. Really wasn't true. Because it was v'gam b'choy amin al yaylam. And even Moshe Rabbeinu on his dying day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Zay sabach ha-shabach Moshe, Yishra elikim es b'nei Yisrael. That he's called the Yishra elikim. But he saw that there was a certain revelation in Hashemayim, that it should not be revealed the elikos of Moshe Rabbeinu. Probably less that they turn him into a Avodah Zarah. Which is why Chazal say that we don't know where Moshe is buried because we may make him into an Avodah Zarah. People make him into an Avodah Zarah. All centers around this fact, the secret that Hashem can make man into Madrig of Elohim.
What's the, when does something officially become an Avodah Zarah? What's going to be a Nafamina? When they say that he is...
If they worship him.
What?
If they worship it.
Like what?
If they... sacrifice to it, if they bow to it, if they make it an emtsoi, as an in-between, between Klal Yisrael, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and themselves, that's called, it's called Elohim, it's called Elohim Achemim. One of the, also the tragedies which Yisro brought upon Bnei Yisrael with this, and again, Yisro did something great, he was Yisro Pasha Achaz B'Tayra, he didn't mean to do anything wrong, this was something which was destined to be. Right. This was an accomplishment on Yisro's part. But what happened was is that Moshe says about this Eicha. And this also opens up a Pandora's box, because later on, from this place also comes where Korach's mistake comes from. Korach, unlike Yisro, who said that after the Chet HaEgel, everybody lost their Madrega of being on the Madrega of Elokos, Korach did the opposite. Korach said, "Kikol ha'ida kulam kedoshim," that everybody's on the Madrega of Elokim, as Rashi says that kulam shamu b'sina neche shem alakecha. Everybody heard that. So whereas Yisro professed that everybody lost the Madrega of Elokim, Korach said the opposite: that really everybody is still holding on the Madrega because after Yom Kippur that you made a kapara, everybody went back to the Madrega of Elokim. And you, Moshe, the fact that you've taken the Malchus and the Kuna Gedolah for you and your brother, you're just concealing it, pretending that not everybody's on your Madriga. But really, Ki Kolei the Kulam Kedoshim Mufasecha Hashem. Everybody's still holding on the Madriga of Elokos. So this opened up the whole toes for Koyach to come. What's interesting is that Yisro and Kayin, Yisro and Koyach come from the same place. That the Ari says that Yisro and Kayin and Koyach both come from the Shorish of Kayin. Which, by the way, comes from the lashon of Kanisi Isha Hashem, which is a lashon like a man is kone elokos. That Korach and Yisro, that they were bali madrega, they were mevakshin, they were dairish Hashem. They wanted the madrega of elokos so much that they made a kitruk on Moshe because they didn't see that Moshe Rabbeinu was any different than anybody else. When in fact, it was not true. Moshe was the tzinor to bring it down, and although Bnei Yisrael lost it, Moshe was able to preserve that, but they didn't see it that way. That's why Chazal say Vayikach Korach. Korach took. And the Torah doesn't say what he took. So Chazal say it's going back on the parsha before that, that Yisro took, Korach took what? He took tzitzis. And we know the Chazal that he came in front of Moshe, what about a beggar, which is kulot cheles? But it's really actually going back, you can see according to this, Mahalik, it's going back on the very last pasuk in Parsha Tzitzis, which we quoted before. Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hotzeisti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, li yisrachem l'Elohim. Vayikach Korach, Korach took that. He took the Elokos, which was promised to Bnei Yisrael by Yetzias Mitzrayim, and this was his whole campaign. Liyos lachem lelehim. That's what Koyach took. And he said, everybody is Elokos. Not just you, Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody's Elokos. Again, this is the opposite of where Yisrael was coming from. But from the same Shoresh. That's why the Ketairis, the Machtais, which Koyach used, that they became Tzipui LaMizbeach. Coverings for the Mizbeach. Because Mizbeach is the place from where Mishpat comes from. Like Rashi in the beginning of Elohim Mishpatim, Chazal say that the Sanhedrin sits next to the Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach is the place for where Dinim come from, where Mishpat comes from. So Korach had an achiza, he had a shaychus, to the Mokom HaMizbeach, which is the place of Din, which is Mishpat, which is Elokim, Ki HaMishpat LeElokim Hu, as Yisr as well. And because of that, his shaychus, his shayrish is there, and that's why his whole campaign is around the Tzipui LaMizbeach. This Madriga of Elokos, which we said before, is a shaykhis to Yaakov. Yaakov is the Mid of Emes. And the Mid of Emes is the secret of Titin Emes to Yaakov, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Emes, which is his Elokos to Yaakov. That's called Chaysamo Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu Emes. That the Madriga of Elokos, which Hashem gives to man, which is the secret, that's why it's called Chaysamo Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu Emes. This Madriga of Elokos that Hashem gives to man, that's called Emes. That's called Titin Emes to Yaakov. And that's why Dafka by Korach, it says, Vayikach Korach, what did he want to take? He says that he took his lineage. He says, as Ben Yitzar, Korach, Ben Yitzar, Ben Kahas, Ben Levi. And the Torah says, but it doesn't say Ben Yaakov. But Chazal are trying to tell us that Korach tried to take the Nekud of Yaakov, which is the Nekud of Yaakov, Korach Rosh Baruch Hu Kel. He tried to take the Elokus, but he couldn't reach it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid it from him, that he was not able to take the Madrega of Yaakov Avinu, which is the Madrega of Elohim, which is what's called Emes. And that's why we say, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Asher Tzei Sichem Yisam Yisachem Elohim, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Emes, Vayikach Korach. Torah doesn't say Emes, we say Emes, because Korach couldn't take that Emes. Because that Emes is Ne'alam, that's called Titin Emes to Yaakov, it has to be given to you, you can't take it. Has to be b'toras nesina to you. Vayikach Korach means that you tried to take the MS. You can't take the MS. It's titin MS to Yaakov. As the Torah says in the bracha that Yisrael gave to Yaakov, it says v'yitin lecha elokim. The Medrash says v'yitin lecha elokusach. That Hashem will give you elokus, but it has to be v'yitin lecha. Hashem has to give it to you. You can't take it. Titin MS to Yaakov. That's a v'yitin lecha elokim is gematria MS b'miluo. So if you spell out emes b'miloi, it's gematria v'yitin lecha elokim. That's called emes. And this was the mistake of Adam HaRishon. That the Nachash was mefata Adam and Chava by saying, v'yisem kelehim. You will be like God if you eat from this. Which means that Adam himself wanted to reach the madriga of Elohim. What does it say? V'tikachni p'yoy v'techa. If you take it, you're going to fall. That's v'yikach korach. It has to be given to you. And that's exactly what Moshe tells Korach. You want, Vayikach Korach, you want to take the Elokos? Doesn't work that way. The Eis Asher Yivchar Bo Yakriv Elov. Hashem will choose you, and then you can become Elokim. I was chosen to be Elokim. I didn't take the Elokos. It's not up for grabs. It has to be something which is given. And this was the mistake of Korach, that it's all, Merum is in the word Vayikach Korach, that if you take it, you're going to fall. It's only Shaykh Tenesina, V'yitin l'chay l'kim, Titin emes li'akov. This is the Madrigal called emes, Titin emes li'akov. One of the reasons also why it is that Yisrael didn't understand and didn't see in Moshe Rabbeinu that he was still in the Madrigal of Elohim is because Yisro and we ourselves, we're mistaken. We don't have a clear havana of what it means to be an Ish Elohim. We think that somebody who's an Ish Elohim, we'll conclude with this, is somebody who's completely mufshat from Olam Hazeh, that he's living in Shemayim, that he has no shaychus to the lower world, that he sees like Hashem is Elokei HaShemayim, and then an Ish Elohim is somebody that he's mamash in the Elyonim and has no shaychus to the Tachtonim. When in truth, that's not true. That a person who is a real Elohim, he has a shaychis to Shemaim and to Aretz. like the Sulam of Yaakov Avinu. Then Yaakov himself, who reached the Madrig of MS, it was Reisha Magia Shamaima, but the Sulam was Mutzav Arza. That he was able to span Shemayim Va'aretz, just like Yosef. Yosef is the Mid of Yisoid, which is what's called Ma'achit Shemayim Va'ara, that he's able to connect Shemayim and Aretz. Like Ravuna from Shishcha says on the Pasuk, Moshe Haya Roya as Tzayin Achiv, Tzayin Lavan, Tzayin Yisrael. The Pasuk which you quoted before, that Moshe comes to Har Elohim, to the place of the Har Elohim. So Rav Bunim says, Moshe Hayaroe, that even though Moshe was chosen to be the Ish Elokim, he still was a man of the Aretz. He was still able to be a Rayat Zayin. And like Rav Bunim says about Yosef, we quoted recently, Hanimsa Ish Kazeh Asher Ruach Elokim Bo. What was he so misspoiled about Paro? Paro was so misspoiled that he had Ruach Elokim, yet he was also Misalso Besare. But he also was a man of this world. Because Paro himself, he didn't think that you could be a man of this world and yet be a god. He thought God meant being out of this world. And so did Yisrael, being out of this world. But here he saw Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was sitting, he was judging the people day till night. He was involved in Dvarim Artzium. So this is a man of God? This is not godliness. Godliness is somebody who's completely mushed from this world. But a person, in order to be a real Isha Elohim, he has to be like Hashem. That just like Hashem is Elohei HaShemayim, Elohei HaAretz, a real Isha like him is somebody who is not just like his head is in the clouds and he has no shaykhis. He's in the higher worlds and he's in the lower worlds equally 100%. But because he didn't see the simanim of what he thought was an Isha like him, he thought that Moshe Rabbeinu also lost that madriga from Har Sinai, when in fact Moshe did not. That Moshe preserved that madriga of Isha like him until the day he died, the Fnei Moisai. It just comes out of Musar Haskell for us that when we think, now that we understand, hopefully, to aspire like Yisrael, that a person should be vidarashta, to be dairish alakim, to reach a state of godliness, which means that a person doesn't take it, it has to be given to him. But what this means to be nish alakim doesn't mean to be mufshat lagame from this world. It means to be in this world, to be a person who's a ben olam hazeh, and to also be a ben olam haba. Like we said before, the Yisrael mitzvah madriga, that he was a ben olam haba. But to be an nish alakim means that a person is like Moshe, like Yosef, that you're very much in this world as well. Kadosh Baruch Hu should inspire us to follow in the ways of Yisrael. He was a Rebbe for us in many ways. What it means to be Darish Alakim, to be Zecha, to be Madrigas, to be Tfilat Misha Isha Alakim, to be Zecha, to see that day once again of Ani Amar Tal Himatem, of Ani Elim Kulchem, of Yisgar Tzedek, from here, of Aminu Amen.